Hey everybody, it's Jamie. I've been praying that you're all doing well and staying clean and not melting in this hot summer sun. If you are in the South, I feel for you. It is brutal down there. I got a sister in Tucson and I don't know how she does it. I am a little frustrated right now because I just lost, like, I don't know, 10 minutes of audio by the click of one button because I'm still learning this stupid app. I've heard Jonah share that same frustration sometimes. I don't know how he does it. So I'm going to try to remember everything that I said and go about this without sounding annoyed or frustrated. So bear with me. But first, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your beautiful day. Thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you for watching over us and loving us and guiding us. Thank you for not giving up on us, Lord. Even when we want to give up on ourselves, you were always there, guiding us and supporting us. Thank you, God, even though we complain about this weather, thank you for the heat, thank you for the cold, thank you for the rain and the snow and the dry, thank you for all of it, because there is a time and a place and a season for everything, and everything has a purpose, and you work everything for your good. Please be with me as I record this podcast. I pray that I don't accidentally delete anything again and I don't have to keep doing the same thing over and over again. And Lord, I pray that you help me put myself aside. Let me let go of my ego and my thoughts and my wants so that you can shine, Lord. Holy Spirit, I pray that you speak through me so that all of those under the sound of my voice can find encouragement and wisdom from this. I pray that everybody listening to this podcast can find relief from their addiction. Lord, I pray that the addiction leaves their bodies. I rebuke the spirit of addiction in anybody listening to this podcast. It worked for me and I know it can work for them. You have a plan for us, Lord, and it is plan for good, for a hope and a future, not to harm us. In your holy name, Jesus, amen. That last episode to a friend, and they asked me, so you really think that everything bad is from the devil, like sickness and cancer and things like that even? And to answer that question, yes, honestly, I do. And here's why. Jonah even quoted it in the last episode. James 1:17 says, whatever is good and perfect is a gift from above. So if whatever is good and perfect is from God, then we can assume the opposite, that everything bad and evil is from the devil, from Satan, Lucifer, the enemy, the adversary, whatever you want to call him. He is the reason the world is like this. He is wreaking havoc. He is the ruler of the earth until Jesus comes back. The war is already won, but there are many battles still at hand, and it is up to us to fight those battles until Jesus comes back. It is up to us to share the good news. The Great Commission, go out and make disciples. And the devil doesn't want any of that. He wants to silence us. If you go back to the beginning, when God created the earth with Adam and Eve, everything was perfect. There was no disease, there was no cancer, there was no death. And then sin entered the world. And now this is what we deal with. I've seen cancer be healed through prayers. I've seen wombs open and babies be born to infertile mothers. I've heard so many testimonies and miracles. How can you not believe? How can you not take part in this battle? I get so frustrated with people not doing their part, not caring about their impact on the world, just going through life with their blinders on, only caring about themselves or their family, not standing up for what is right. And so many believers and non-believers alike are guilty of that just by being complacent. If you're not actively, purposely, intentionally fighting for the good side or against the bad side, then you are letting the devil win. If you are not actively fighting against him, you are letting him take hold in your life through TV, music, relationships, spiritual practices that people don't even realize is a spiritual practice, like yoga. That's a whole nother topic I'll get into another time. There are so many demons attached to things that people allow into their lives. And that's exactly how the devil wants it. He wants us to be ignorant. He wants us to be silent. Acts 18:9 says, "Do not be afraid, but go on speaking. Do not be silent." They're talking about the beginning of the church, but it's still just as relevant to us today. We have so many horrible, evil acts to speak out against. And the devil tries his hardest to silence us. I was listening to Pastor Todd, Mike Todd from Transformation Church. Look him up on YouTube, you guys. He's amazing. I've had so many spiritual revelations through his teachings. He's so charismatic and in tune with the Spirit. But one sermon he was talking about how when he was born, the cord was wrapped around his throat, and so they had to do an emergency C-section. And so many other things in his life that had almost prevented him from becoming a pastor and speaking publicly. And when I heard that, I was just like, wait, what? Like, that's how I was born. Like, I was turning blue. They had to shove me back in and cut mom open to save my life. And same thing, so many things in my life growing up had caused me to become shy and quiet and a people pleaser and not know how to speak up for myself. I was always taught to, don't cause conflict, don't rock the boat, like bend over backwards for everybody. And I've gotten to a point in my life now where I'm realizing that is not the way to go. Like, yes, care for others. And as Christians, we definitely serve others. And there's a time and a place to put others' needs ahead of yours, especially being a mother or a spouse. But to an extent, not to the point of overextending yourself, overwhelming yourself. My counselor often tells me about we have cups and we pour into other people's cups and other people pour into our cups and Jesus pours into our cups if we allow him to. And you cannot pour into other people's cups if your cup is empty. And as a mother, this was a really hard concept for me to understand at first. It's like, I think we're taught, especially as women, to put our husbands and our children, our families ahead of us. Their needs always come first. And that may be true in some circumstances, but ladies, we cannot pour from empty cups. And I'm sure there's plenty of dads out there too that feel the same way. Or maybe in your career. I'm sure Jonah feels that all the time as a teacher. I just think it's funny how the devil's been trying to silence me since the day I was born. And now here I am on a freaking podcast. Like, that just cracks me up. I don't know. Quitting marijuana is so much a part of all of what I've just been talking about. Finding my voice, setting boundaries, letting go of toxic relationships. And that's a relationship with weed, a relationship with family members, my own husband. We have got to stand up for what is right. And when you come to a point in your life where you realize that you are no longer going to take the bullshit, it is so freeing, liberating. I have so much peace in my heart and my house now. It's amazing. And I feel like weed was just another way that the devil was trying to silence me, because I became complacent. I would complain about the things like, oh, that's messed up, somebody should do something about that. But then I would just smoke another bowl and go about my day. And I am not about that anymore. I am going to use my voice for good. I am going to share the truth about this drug. So many people think that it's such a great thing and that it's
medicine. But how? I am living so much better now. I have accomplished so much since I quit weed. It's amazing. I just want that for you guys today. So I'll be praying for you guys. Take care. Oh, but before I forget, if you guys would like to reach out to me directly, I have a Gmail now. It should be easy for you to remember because it's quittingmarijuanapodcastjamie@gmail.com. See you next time. Thank you.